Thank you and good morning. There's one issue that is constant in news reports about Humboldt County, and that's the issue of marijuana. Who is growing it, where it's being grown, and what's being done to combat those grows. The latest focus has been on the environmental issues associated with growing marijuana, and it's become harder to make as much money as in past years, as Lieutenant Wayne Hansen, who heads up the County Drug Task Force, explains.
A few years ago, say 6 years ago, went for about $3,500 a pound. Because the market's flooded, it's down to $800 to $1,200 a pound. I always equate it, it's 1849. People came to California for the gold rush, and more people are producing the product. There's more of it, so it's not worth as much as it was. But there's so much product on the market, people want quality.
Marijuana doesn't age well. It's not wine. So that perishable nature means a grower needs to sell his crop. Lieutenant Steve Knight has plenty of experience with the marijuana scene as well.
Most of our growers now, they ship it out. That's when you'll see, you know, somebody get popped in like Iowa or something like that, 400 or 500 pounds, and they're from Humboldt County. They use brokers. A lot of times they're people that they're familiar with. So you get a lot of the growers to contact somebody that does the transportation for them. And once they get the marijuana back east, the price goes back up to where it used to be here. And so when I was in the marijuana unit, in charge of the marijuana unit, the growers were getting 5,500 to 6,000 for a pound of marijuana bud out of Humboldt County.
Marijuana legalization has already occurred in Washington and Colorado, and many expect it will be legalized in California in 2016, when the next legalization measure is expected to be on the November ballot. Sheriff's deputies served a search warrant at a property at the end of Burr Valley Road in Dinsmore on Monday morning and found 5 greenhouses and 4 outdoor gardens used for cultivating marijuana. Deputies seized more than 1,700 growing plants, but found no one at the property at the time of the search. An investigation into who was growing the marijuana has begun. Sheriff's deputies were called to Kipling Drive in Eureka on Tuesday after receiving a complaint that 2 people were smoking marijuana in the bed of a pickup truck, a pickup that was later determined to have been stolen. Deputies contacted 25-year-old Daniel Bird and 28-year-old Heather Hayslip at the site, and a search of the vehicle, which had been reported stolen out of Eureka, turned up a small amount of bud and a syringe. Both Bird and Hayslip were booked into county jail for possession of stolen property. The California Highway Patrol is investigating a fatal traffic collision in Del Norte County that claimed the life of the 39-year-old driver of a Mazda sedan on the Dr. Fine Bridge at just after 10 o'clock on Tuesday morning. The driver was headed northbound on Highway 101 when he allowed his car to cross into the opposite lane, where it collided head-on with a fully loaded tractor trailer hauling logs from Oregon. The driver of the Mazda was killed on impact, and the force of the collision sent the tractor trailer rolling 60 feet down an embankment. The driver was unhurt, and the freeway was closed for about 3 hours as traffic was diverted around the collision scene. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. St. Joseph's Hospital announced on Monday that David Sutherland has been hired as the new chief operating officer. Sutherland, who has a master's in hospital administration and is a fellow at the American College of Healthcare Executives, comes to Eureka from southwestern Virginia. Prior to that, Sutherland worked in the Baptist Health System in Tennessee and Battle Creek Health Systems in Michigan. An unhealthy air quality advisory has been issued by the Air Quality Management District for Wichpeck and Orleans, as smoke from the July fire near Happy Camp affects the area. The July complex of fires, comprised of more than 20 separate fires, has burned more than 34,000 acres and grew rapidly over the weekend as the fires jumped contingency lines and spread. More lightning from thunderstorms on Monday started new fires, and heavy smoke from the area is the reason for the poor air quality locally. The deadline to get a measure onto the November ballot has passed, and that means a proposal from State Senate Leader Daryl Steinberg will have to wait. Steinberg attempted to get a measure onto the ballot that would have suspended the pay of lawmakers who have been suspended for dishonorable behavior, or who have been indicted, or who are facing fraud charges. Currently, 3 Democratic senators are suspended, but they are receiving their full pay while their cases play out. Current California law prohibits the stoppage of pay until a legislator has been expelled from the body. Steinberg will work to get the measure on the 2016 ballot. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.